20 years for us have just been, a battle of the corporations over the lands, over the people, over the how much to sell to the people, And before that, we were called, I don't know, communists, bastards, savages, I don't know, something like that. But you see, in 1989, just before the revolution, our country had no external debt at all. Everything was paid out. It was announced to be a time of progress out of that, because there was a time of total sacrifice where the people, didn't consume much at all because everything was going to the exports so that they can pay the external debt. And we had no privately owned central bank. Everything was ours, and we were beginning to become a power, a dangerous territory. And that's why World Bank didn't like that. IMF didn't like that. US didn't like that. West Europe didn't like that. So they had to do something. And I guess this leaves me with the question, was our revolution real, or was it just a controlled revolution? Because after the revolution, we were still controlled by like the people at the top, the ones who made the National Saving Front, the ones which made the main party, the ones who established the de democracy were none other than still communist people. So I guess it was their own, that actually deserted their own party to sell them off so that they can have huge mansions, so that they can have a luxurious life. I don't know. The problem is that they sold us all out, not just the so-called dictator. I'm not saying communism is good, but maybe it was supposed to be different. Maybe it would have been better than now for us, because we still had our own sh stuff, our own factories, our own resources, everything was ours. And now nothing is ours. Nothing is being produced in this country, except for maybe, Nokia comes here and establishes a factory because they can pay people with small wages. They can pay people with close to nothing, and people work because they don't have any other choice. We have no industry. We used to have big industry, now we have nothing. So people accept to work for almost nothing because they don't have anything else. What they can do is stay here and work for almost nothing, or they can go in Western Europe to try and find some slave job there, like sweeping the floors of some hotel or something like that. So now they're gonna frack our lands, water will be polluted. Many people from the big cities will just have a lot of diseases because of this, because they will use that water to wash themselves and that water is contaminated, imagine what can happen to the skin. Not to mention if you drink it, you know. But people don't drink tap water here. They just buy, you know, mineral water or some crappy sodas. You know, there are people who live on Coca-Cola instead of drinking water, which of course leads them to I don't know, other diseases, leads them to not be able to think right. I don't have any biology knowledge, but you know, I think our bodies need natural water, not crappy processed water with a lot of chemicals and all sorts of, you know, aspartame and all that crap. We don't need something like that. So anyway, what happened yesterday? There was a big protest throughout all this land in 27 major cities against fracking. There were hundreds and hundreds of people. I was to the town closest to me, and I found some awesome people there. You know, there were people from all walks of life. There were, I don't know, children, a lot of young people, a lot of there were old people there, everything, you know, everyone. What I also found out is that you know, football supporters are not really how they portray them on TV. And here on TV they portray them as you know, bastards who always seek violence and stuff like that. But they were actually decent people. You know, they were chanting against all the political parties, which was good because then the media couldn't say that that we are being controlled by the opposition party or by some other political place. You know, by chanting that you know all the parties have sold us off. All the parties have sold us off. Then you know, the media would get the right message. I don't know how they presented us on TV. I gave an interview for a big news company that we have here in our country, and I told them what the movement was about. I told them why am I there. Why I told them everything I could really to inform them that this is serious and that we are not just hippie idiots. You know, you could see on camera that there were people from all walks of life, and eventually even the reporters became one of us. You know, they got informed, they understood what the problem is, and even they said the reporter told me after they shut off the camera, they told me, I hope my boss doesn't distort this information now, because what you guys are doing is cool, and you know, it's great that it's happening in all the country. So, you know, Chevron and Exxon, they must stay out of this land. This was a case of pure activism, and I will put a picture, I don't know, from the event on the chat room, which of course it's there is a English message there. Actually, there is only one, which you could understand, you know, like the one with Chev off. Of course, the company is Chevron, but you know, on off, Chev off. Yeah. So it's a really good banner. Very funny and very true. I don't know if the voice of the people will count, though. I mean, these protests were very legally established in many of the cities, except for the capital. The capital didn't really give the approval to do this protest, but people still went there, and you know, you can't stop the force of the people, really. Especially if they are peaceful. Maybe stuff like that happens in US. No, if you get with some people outside, they immediately think that you are some kind of, I don't know, how do you call it? I don't want to say terrorist, you know. Because that will be very stereotypical of me. But someone who is disturbing the peace, you know. But it's actually people who express their minds, their opinions. And this is a very serious issue. There has not been much covering of it on TV. The mainstream media, except for, I don't know, I gave this interview, but I don't know if they will play it or not, if they will distort it, because before they took me an interview, they took this other guy, who was actually some kind of hippie, you know, but he was a good hippie. I don't know, he was the one who made a lot of the banners. He was really cool, but he got very emotional when he saw the microphone in front of his face. So he was like, you know, the reporter asked him, why are you here? You know, what is this movement about? And he was like, because, you know, and he just blocked himself completely. He couldn't even make one sentence. And then, you know, they went to me, and I tried to be as clear as possible and not stumble, not appear like an idiot. But now it's all a matter of selecting, you know, and usually they select the ones with the people who stumble and don't have a clear opinion, so that they can say that it's an unorganized movement, that it means nothing, and it's just a bunch of idiots who don't know what they are talking about. And of course, that's not true, you know. There are even a lot of geologists that protest, a lot of professors, you know. And you see, this is a problem that I see it happening all over the world now. In Australia, people, you know, are being fined because they block the corporations. They block the big machineries that go out to extract, that go out to construct these giant places where they then do the fractional mining. Know, they block the construction, and so they've got fined because they are on in they are trespassing and all that crap. You know, but before they were trespassing, they said that they don't want this in their town. You know, but no one was interested of their opinion, and they started to give all the approval for the construction and exploitation. And of course, people are mad. They try to block it, and then they get fined, imprisoned, and whatnot. And really, there is nothing people can do about it. You know, this machine is too strong. We don't have countries. We have corporations, and you don't fuck with Chevron and company. You don't, you cannot interfere. I don't know. Yesterday we kind of interfered. We flooded. We did what you call a denial of service attack, only in real life. So this is what I wanted to tell you today, that there is a country over there in the Central Eastern Europe who is being fought for, you know, they are conquering everything here. They are, you know, it really sucks. It really sucks, and people have no other solution than to escape the country, really. And like I said, you know, work in a slave job or resort to stealing. A lot of the stealing you see in England comes from sad Romanians, you know. So, you know, Romania is being exploited by these huge corporations, and the people are forced to flee and become criminals in other countries in order to survive, really. Of course, it's not a generalized thing, but don't know. Some people are weak. They can't take it anymore. They resort to anything to survive. And this has been my broadcast for today. And you know, thanks for listening.